Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, December 5th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Another incredible thing happened this weekend. Maybe it's me. Maybe the rest of the American people just shrugging this stuff off now. But I'm just horrified. So Elon Musk, you all know. And if you don't, I wrote a column on Sunday. And you really should download that column so you have it. Because it's just a fact. That's all it is. And what he's doing and why he's doing it. Okay, so he on Friday basically says, look, the fix was in at Twitter, we can prove it, to put Joe Biden in the White House. That's a pretty damn big story, right? One of the most powerful corporations in the world is fixing the election. Now, maybe Musk doesn't have the goods. Possible that when it comes down crunch time, it'll be circumstantial or whatever, but it's a fairly big headline. But no CBS, no NBC, ABC, no. I mean, with ABC, there was probably a heavy rainstorm somewhere to knock it out. But, you know, it's just I'm saying to myself, do you have no one in your organizations that understands the news? This is news. Okay. So, and it's also the talking points memo. Musk is an interesting character. You can't really pin him down, but it looks to me like he's going to put out a whole lot of stuff that demonstrates corruption at Twitter. That's looks like where this is going. Some of that stuff will land in the networks, and that's why they don't want to cover the story, because they could be involved. Now, I'm not making any accusation. I haven't seen what Musk has, but certainly possible. Then you have the committees that are going to come on up in January and say, not only was the fix in at Twitter, we believe, the Republicans will say that, but also we have possible corruption at the highest levels where money is changing hands. Another huge story. All right, just remember Ted Agnew. If you don't know who he is, look him up. So as soon as this story breaks, Trump goes wild. And he harkens back to the 60 Minutes broadcast with Leslie Stahl. Let me refresh your memory. Go.
You know, this is 60 Minutes. And we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
Well, it was verified by Mueller, the special counsel, that, you know, there were a number of people who spied on the Trump campaign. But Leslie goes, no, because she didn't want to believe it. And that was right before the vote, about 2 weeks before the vote, that Q&A. So Trump is like, you can imagine how angry he is. But then he goes over. Okay, so I got about three texts from him. And this was the most provocative, put it on up there. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections, unquote. Okay, but that's not exactly true. There's a mechanism to challenge electoral fraud. You just don't say, well, it was fraud, so I'm president. But that's what Donald Trump is doing. And again, this is the kind of thing that the media grabs onto to obfuscate, am I saying it right, the bigger story. So look at crazy Trump again. And we don't really care that it looks like there was fairly significant fraud in this election. The fix was anyway. I don't care. But look what he's saying now. All right, now Donald Trump again, there's only one pathway here, only one. So he gets his lawyers to put together a case of fraud during the election, and he brings it to the Supreme Court. That's it. No other way. You can't just say, well, they did it to me, so I'm president. Anyway, I think that Donald Trump now is a little bit lost. And with the Kanye West stuff and all of that, he doesn't seem to have a clear pathway going forward. My opinion, and my opinion only. So I have two good guests, and that's the memo, by the way. And then we'll get to Biden after the guest thing. And one is a staunch supporter of Donald Trump. The other used to be, but is bailed. So let's go to Monica Crowley, who is the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Trump administration, and she hosts the Monica Crowley podcast these days. So it's getting harder to defend your guy, is it not?
Well, look, President Trump hasn't been in office, Bill, for 2 years, and he has spent the last 2 years trying to bring the truth to the American people. And this Twitter dump proves that Donald Trump has been right about everything when he said that they were spying on his campaign and undermining his presidency and the Russia hoax and the two fake impeachments, and then that the big tech was working hand in glove with the Biden campaign and then the FBI and DOJ to torpedo him. So he has spent the last 2 years trying to do that, and now he's announced that he is running again. I do agree with you to some extent that, and this has been true for Trump throughout his political career in the last 7 years, that too often there are unforced errors. There are things that he says and does that are unnecessary that then create a controversy, a problem for him, legal problem, political problem, you name it. And that's not going to stop because that's who he is. He enjoys the controversy. He loves throwing grenades into the middle of the propaganda press to see how they're going to run with it so he can counterpunch. But I do think this, Bill, and I this is where I think I agree with you. 2015 and 2016, when he first ran, he captured lightning in a bottle. And it is very difficult, if not impossible, politically to ever do that again. Richard Nixon was able to do it, you know, when he ran again in 1968 after losing in 1960 to JFK. But it is very, very difficult to do it, especially in this day and age.
It is, so but Trump has a record.
Challenges now. Trump, go ahead.
Trump gets a break because Biden is so incompetent and he has a record. So he can pivot and say, I'm going to run on my record. This guy is destroying the country. It's not like he doesn't have anything to go to. Yet, as you pointed out, he's still tossing the grenades. I mean, look, when you dine with Kanye West and the other nut, what do you think is going to happen? People don't pay attention to the news that much, but they know Kanye West and you are having supper at Mar-a-Lago, and they know Kanye West has said some anti-Semitic things. So what benefit is it to you, Donald Trump, to have supper with the man? I mean, I'm just asking logical questions.
Yeah, and you're right. And here's my criticism of Trump. And I consider Donald Trump to be my friend. He was my president and he is my friend. But I will say this, and this has been one of his Achilles heels from the very beginning, is that he doesn't have grown-ups around him who can vet this stuff before it gets to him. And at this late point in his political career, he should at least have that. There should have been someone to say, okay, Kanye West wants to come and have dinner with you. He wants your advice on how to get his career back on track. And Trump, being a good person, agreed to that. But the second Kanye shows up with these two wild characters who should not be dining with the former president of the United States, there was nobody around him to say this is a setup and you shouldn't do this.
Do you think, Monica, that even if there were somebody around and say, it's not a good idea, Trump would listen to him? I don't know anybody listens to him.
Not necessarily. I agree with you. Donald Trump considers himself his own best counselor, advisor, etc. Even in the White House, he considered himself that. And while he is the best instinctual politician I have ever seen, and I worked with former President Nixon, I knew President Reagan a little bit, he is the best instinctual politician I've ever seen. But Bill, sometimes those instincts lead him astray, and it gets him into unnecessary trouble like that dinner did.
Well, he has a opportunity now because Musk is going to drop a lot more stuff, I believe. And if Trump would just get out of the way and not make lunatic statements about, hey, got to throw the Constitution out and make me president tomorrow, it would benefit him. Because we don't know what's coming, but we know it's not good for the Democrats. But Trump will step on the story and say, you see, I told you I should be president. And that's all the media will report. That's all I report. Correct?
Can I give a little bit of a different interpretation of what Trump put on Truth Social, that statement about the Constitution? I know most people are reading it the way you're reading it, Bill, and I think that that's a legitimate interpretation. But I read it a little differently. I heard Trump is an excellent communicator, but sometimes the language gets a little mangled with what he was trying to say. I think what he was trying to say is that if you have a fraudulent and rigged election, it allows for the termination of the Constitution, meaning that the leftists who are trying to destroy the Constitution and trying to tear this country apart and destroy it, that they now have an excuse to continue to do it because they rigged the election. So again, I'm not quite sure what Trump may meant.
Yeah, but that's some political science class, Monica. I mean, the folks aren't going to go into that. They're just going to hear, oh, now he wants to throw out the Constitution so he can be president again. I mean, it is.
I think that's what he meant by that.
Yeah, look, right now, Trump's momentum is on the downside. Would you agree with that?
I think, yes. I think he's tied up legally. I think he's got all kinds of problems on his plate that he is going to have to deal with. And like I said, this time around is not 2016, where he was essentially a novelty act. Nobody had ever seen anything like that before. They wanted to give him a chance and see if he would deliver for the forgotten men and women, which he did during 4 years in the presidency. But the context has changed this time. The country has changed. The party has changed. We're in a completely different world now. So his entire approach to this run has to be different. I have not seen that yet, but that doesn't mean it's not coming from
him. All right. Well, maybe you can straighten him out there, Monica. Go down to Palm Beach and say, hey, you want to win, is what you have to do. But he's not going to win as it stands now. As it stands now, election was tomorrow. Doesn't matter who's run against him. He doesn't win, my opinion, my humble opinion. Monica, thanks very much. As always, I hope you enjoy the season.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Okay, so now let's get another point of view, but it's a different play. I don't want to bring in a Democrat to just cut up Trump. I mean, what good is that for anybody? It's predictable. We don't do predictable. I didn't think Monica was that predictable, but she's standing by her man, obviously. So joining us now from Reno, Nevada, is Amy Tarkanian. She is a Republican strategist who was a former Nevada state GOP chairman and supported Donald Trump, but no longer does. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
And why are you not supporting him?
Well, first of all, I need to say that I was a delegate for President Trump, and I voted twice for President Trump. If anyone thought that Hillary Clinton were the better option, then you need to get your head examined. But, you know, President Trump actually did some pretty amazing things as far as, you know, with policy. But I think it was really the downfall for me is when he started to surround himself with grifters and conspiracy theorists. And then that led up to January 6th, where then he didn't move fast enough on trying to get people to stop what they were doing as far as, you know, going to the Capitol, even though I don't think that was the intent, the original intent. And it seemed to become more of a self-serving situation rather than focusing on the nation overall. He was losing his focus.
Right, well, there's no question he was late in trying to get those people out of the Capitol. But I don't think there's any evidence that he wanted that January 6th riot to take place. Have you seen any evidence of that?
No, I was just disappointed that he didn't do a George W. Bush moment and take a bullhorn and say, enough, you know, we need to unify and move on. And that just didn't seem to be the case. And I think, too, you know, the self-inflicting wounds that you and Monica were touching on, you know, with the fact of having dinner with Kanye West, with that Nick Fuentes guy who we know is an anti-Semite, these are self-inflicting wounds. And you've got him now, you know, demeaning and demoralizing Governor Ron DeSantis, calling him Ron DeSanctimonious, attacking Governor Glenn Youngkin, saying that he sounds Chinese, like that's supposed to be a bad thing. He's his own worst enemy.
Well, he's always been, though, and he won the presidency. I mean, that's the reply. Look, this guy did something nobody else in American history ever did. He did it his way, as Paul Anka once said, and he's not going to stop. So
yeah.
I don't think Nevada right now, your state, would vote for Trump again. I don't think he's got enough juice in that state, because if he did, then the midterms would have gone to the GOP, and they did not. Correct?
Correct. And actually, he never won our state. He came close, but not close enough to get into the W column. And I think, unfortunately, too, because of the misbehavior, because of the brashness and some of the aggressiveness and I mean, quite honestly, you know, he can be rude. And in the beginning, I think most people, at least Republicans, were happy to have somebody who was a fighter, who wasn't going to back down, who finally had a spine and taught people how to speak up and speak out. But then it just seemed to steamroll out of control. And so you had candidates, especially this go around, and unfortunately, you know, I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan, but when he said that, you know, the warning of basically questioning the quality of candidates, we saw that here in the state of Nevada. And we had a bunch of candidates who felt that they were going to emulate President Trump's misbehavior, not the good parts, but the bad parts, and try to pretend like that was a sign of strength. And in fact, it turned off the third party voters. And that happens to be our largest and fastest growing party registration as we speak.
Okay. Is there anything that could look? Joe Biden's a disaster. Everybody knows it. Anybody who's honest knows it. And if he's not going to run again, but if he did, you couldn't vote for Biden, could you?
No, I would just hope that another strong GOP contender, more of a statesman or stateswoman who can bring those policies with the package. I'm hoping and praying for somebody to step up.
Are you ready to support DeSantis or Youngkin or any other Republican at this juncture?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Even if it was Kristi Noem, if it were Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. I mean, I think we have a much deeper bench than the Democrats by far.
Okay. But you haven't selected one person for your vote. I mean, you got a long time, obviously.
Right.
But you're not in stone with one person.
I would love Governor Ron DeSantis. However, my friends in Florida don't want to see him go. And he's so young that, you know, he can actually wait. He can sit out for another term
and have
another successful term as governor. I know. I know. I'm hearing behind the scenes that he's getting his ducks in a row.
If Trump self-destructs, it's Youngkin going to go in. And not Youngkin. It's DeSantis going to go in heavy. He's got the money to do it. But he doesn't want to go up in primary Trump, which is an interesting dilemma for a lot of Republicans. You know, you don't want Trump and DeSantis tearing each other's throats out, which could happen. Last word.
Yeah, and it would be unfortunate. But yes, if Governor Ron DeSantis were to run, and I would definitely jump on his team, 100%.
Okay, thank you very much for helping us out, and have a nice holiday season. I hate that trite phrase, holiday season. How about enjoy the season in the desert?
Sounds good. Thank you, Ben.
Nice place to go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to President Biden. Nothing today. But tonight, there's the congressional ball coming right off the Macron party on Friday. So this is the season to be jolly for Joe Biden. He didn't work all day, but he's going to the ball. Now, we try to get a list of people. So it's a congressional ball. You got to have Republicans, right? But they're not giving it up. So we know Kamala is going, but we don't know who else is going. We do know who went to the Macron bash, and they were all members of the club. So we got Stephen Colbert, Tim Cook from Apple, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, J.B. Pritzker, Governor of Illinois, Robin Roberts, GMA, Mika Brzezinski, and Joe Scarborough. So they were all there in their finest, you know, hobnobbing with the swells in D.C. So what do they all have in common, those people? Well, they're all slavishly, I love that word, devoted to Joe Biden. So, you know, people go, well, Trump, if you don't agree with everything Trump says, he's not going to like you and he's, you know, going to come after you. And there's something to that. But Biden's the same way. I mean, you got to be right down the line, okay, as Jerry Rafferty once sang. So you can't, there's no dissent. I love the J.B. Pritzker thing. I mean, this guy is the worst governor in America. His state is an absolute debacle. And there's J.B. He's going to have a little champagne with Macron. I hope Macron didn't ask him for any governing advice. Anyway, party at the White House. I don't expect Joe Biden to do much work between now and Christmas Day. He'll probably take off about 10 days before Christmas, unless there's some emergency. And then he'll come back, you know, the end of that first week in January. That's probably it. So after 25 days, this is incredible, 25 days, finally, the 13th Congressional District in California, that's between San Francisco and Fresno, has a winner. His name is John Duarte, Republican. First time Republicans been elected congressman from that district since 1974. So why did it take 25 days to count those votes? I mean, I would have been happy to go out there and stay in Monterey and count those votes myself. I could have counted them in much faster than 25 days. So what's going on? Gavin Newsom?
Nobody knows.
Okay, so now the Republicans have 222 congresspeople and the Democrats have 213. Why that's important is on any kind of legislation, you'll have some defections people in the Republican Party who may not like it and they might go over to the Democrat vote. But now, I mean, it's harder. And I'll tell you, read my column on BillO'Reilly.com. I know what's going to happen. All hell is going to break loose in early 2023. So Georgia, the vote tomorrow. I can't make any predictions because I was so ridiculous in the midterms. It looks to me like Walker will lose because the first time around, Kemp got a lot more votes for him, the Republican running for governor. And why did that happen? Now, Warnock is a very far left guy. There's no question about that. So Georgians are, many of them want to elect a real far out there guy. Walker basically would do what he was told to do by the Republican hierarchy, which the way of the State of the Union now is better than having this crazy progressive stuff launched upon America. It's all going to be about minority votes tomorrow in Georgia, but I'd be surprised if Herschel pulls it out, and I will tell you what a nudnik I am if he indeed does. And it's got, I don't think we're going to know tomorrow night. Could be wrong. So here's another big story that you're not going to get anywhere else. So Apple, one of the most powerful corporations on the earth, is pulling out of China. It's going to assemble Apple products in India, Vietnam, and other countries. That's huge because the Chinese government needs the money that Apple generates. So it's moving fast, by the way. Wall Street Journal reports the transition's already underway. 300,000 Chinese workers at a factory run by Foxconn have already been said, hey, we're not going to make stuff there. This is big. If the American corporations and the European corporations say no more China, and we don't care how cheap the labor is, I don't see how Xi can survive that. He's got to generate money to feed his people. So if you had heard about that story, let me know. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, because I don't think this is getting big coverage at all. Iran says it will disband the morality police. Don't believe it. All right. Iran's not disbanding anything. They're going to terrorize their citizens for not wearing a burqa properly or whatever. It's an insane asylum over there. And we just should thank God. And I mean that literally, that we live in the USA. I mean, over there. So they get, now they're going, oh, yeah, we're not going to do the morality police, the people who killed the young woman who wore her burqa wrong. Now we're going to get rid of them. They're not going to get rid of them. They'll call them something else. Now, here's a story. So, you know, I read Daily Chatter, which is our foreign news partner, every morning because I want to be prepared to report to you. All right, so today there's a story on Indonesia. Now, most Americans don't know anything about Indonesia. Throw it on up there. All right, so it's in Southeast Asia, and interesting country, primarily Muslim, and but it's all over the place. I mean, there are tigers running around Indonesia. So there are new laws coming for the Indonesian citizens. Talk about insanity. Okay, the first law is if you insult the president of Indonesia, you get 3 years in prison. And who decides what the insult is? The president of Indonesia. No one else. So no defense. The guy goes, hey, you insulted me, see you in 3 years. That's number one. Number two, you can get 5 years for insulting the national flag or the anthem. Again, who's going to decide what that entails? The government. So Colin Kaepernick, he'd be serving right now. And then, this is no sex outside marriage. So a few days ago, Indonesia's parliament passed a criminal code that says if Indonesian citizens have sex outside of marriage, they can go to prison. But no one can accuse the people involved in the premarital sex except family members. So Lenny, the guy that hates you, he can't come in and say, it's family members. Now, they may hate you too, so, but you can't have premarital sex in Indonesia. And that's going to cut in a little to their tourist industry, I believe, but I don't even go there. Media. So CNN's laying off people. You never heard of them, but they are journalists that people know. Gannett, that's USA Today, they're laying off people because nobody reads Gannett because they're far left person paper. And the Washington Post has scrapped its Sunday print magazine. Now, all of these things are happening because those news agencies went so far left that the traditional American, the conservative, the Republican American, just said, I'm not going to bother with you. That's big on USA Today because you got those papers in the planes and at the hotels and things like that. And people go, why am I going to read this? All right, you don't care about fairness or giving me information. You just want to hammer Trump. Excuse me. Which is what all those agencies have done consistently for 6 years. Okay. Smart Life. I hope you guys are appreciating what we're doing here, trying to save you a lot of money. You know, is there anybody else doing it and doing this? I don't think so. Let me know. Again, bill@billoreilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. So, there is a website, Ibotta, Ibotta. Leslie Sincotta from Colorado tipped us off about it. And this is a free online tool that allows Americans to get cash back on groceries and other purchases. And all you have to do is basically upload your receipts, prove that you bought the product, and they, at Ibotta, send you money. That's a pretty good deal, I think. You know, I don't do this stuff. It's all crazy to me, but I think this is pretty good. So go to Ibotta.com, create an account for yourself. They'll tell you what to do. Again, it's no, it's no, you don't have to pay for anything, but be careful about giving personal information. Be careful about that. This day in history, December 5th, 1901, way back there. Walt Disney, born in Chicago. All right, here's all Walt. 121 years ago. So he's raised on a farm in Marceline, Missouri. And when World War II broke out, he wanted to fight, but he couldn't because he was 16. So Walt signed up for the American Red Cross and got shipped over to the battlefields of Europe. Dangerous job driving these ambulances. And Walt was 16, he goes, I'm going, and went. Very patriotic. So he comes back. And with his brother, Roy, they start an animation company. Now, at that time, there were no what they call talkies, silent films, silent animation. But they were right on the edge of it. And then they put out, in 1928, a talkie named Steamboat Willie, starring Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And it played in the theaters all over the place. And people loved them. They loved them. Okay, so then they move to L.A., Hollywood, and they begin marketing all their animation, which people want because the kids love it. Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan. All of these were in the early 1930s, before World War II. Okay, so then Disney obviously expands. He builds Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and he stakes out a bunch of land in Orlando, Florida, to build Disney World. But he never sees Disney World because he smoked cigarettes from the time he was a mid-teenager. And at age 65, lung cancer took him right out. All right, Walt Disney born 121 years ago today. Back with the mail and a final thought.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get to the mail. Joseph, the viewers of CNN and MSNBC don't care about the truth. To them, Biden is not Trump, so all is well. You know, that's true for a lot of people. There's no doubt about it in my mind. John Romesburg, Irwin, Pennsylvania. Please explain how the government gets away with telling unions what they can and cannot accept from their members. If it is a national security situation, like the flight control people under Ronald Reagan, the president and Congress have the power to pass legislation to protect the American people. It's as simple as that. And that's what Biden did. Daniel De La Torre, Fort Myers. I hope you guys are all right down there in Fort Myers. With regard to Twitter, I think you might be falling into the leftist trap by suggesting that Musk should rely on fact checkers. The left is adept at spinning facts to reflect their truth. Well, okay. I mean, you can always say that. But if Musk is going to be responsible, he's going to hire, all right, people who are going to be historians and lawyers, going to say that's defamation, that's not true, and that's what should happen. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. Love watching you spar with Cuomo. All these folks who defend evil would change their tune if they were directly effective. So I'll be on Cuomo on Wednesday, and I don't think he's defending evil. The progressive left, they just make excuses for it. John Perkins, Southampton, New Jersey. I've seen some rumblings that Justice Clarence Thomas may be impeached. John, why are you on these sites? Thomas is not going to be impeached. I don't know why you guys are. It's so insane, you know. Andy Block, Louisville, Kentucky. You mentioned you're okay with Native American tribes getting billions from the federal government, as you illustrate in Killing Crazy Horse. Can you please square this with those who say African Americans should not be paid reparations because of slavery? There's no square. The federal government has donated trillions of dollars, with a T, to African Americans to improve their lives. Well, that money has already been distributed. Ian Edgehill, Ontario, Canada. Regarding your lamenting the degraded state of American justice, I must regretfully inform you, O'Reilly, that America no longer has a justice system. You know, you're probably right, Ian. Just, it's awful what's going on out there. It really is terrible. Jean Mary Baycraft, Mount Dora, Florida. Good morning, Bill. I agree with most people not understanding the ballot propositions, and therefore they vote for dopey stuff. All right. Can you steer me to the proposition that went light on pedophiles in California? It's Prop 32. Folks voted for it. All you got to do is just Google Prop 32 California and bang, it'll just come right up. Jeremy Johnson, Orchard Lake, Michigan. I started the Killing series this year. I've completed all of them, including Legends. Wow. Excellent work. Killing Jesus and Killing the SS, my favorites. Do you have a suggested good read now that I have read all the Killing books? Yes. It's a book called The Last Hill, World War II book, just out, Bob Drury and Tom Clavin. It's a good book. And Dugard and I touch upon that battle, The Last Hill, in Killing Patton. But these guys go real deep into it. Yeah. Okay, 12 Days of Christmas, My True Love Gave to Me, all 12 Killing books. You think that would ever happen? Probably not. But we have them for you if you want them. And you can break them up or you can, you know, read them like other people have. Well, you can do whatever you want. And we have a 3-book bundle as well, Killing the Mob. Sylvester Stallone read that in preparation for his TV show, Tulsa King, Killing the Killers, and of course, Killing the Legends. Give you a lot of money off. Word of the day, do not be piteous. P-I-T-E-O-U-S. Right back with a final thought.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, so here's the final thought. Less than 3 weeks before Christmas, and my spies tell me that donations, charitable donations, are way down because of the inflation and the economy. Now, I haven't been able to verify that fact because the numbers aren't in yet, but that's the word on the street. And, you know, when you donate money, you have to be very careful about who you give it to and what they're going to do with it. So what we have done here at BillO'Reilly.com is I have a foundation, the William and Winifred O'Reilly Foundation. And we give away millions of dollars. And we've been doing that for, 15 years. But we do not take any money for the foundation. And we don't expense anything from the foundation. It's all, we have a foundation, I put money in it, and we donate to worthy enterprises. So BillO'Reilly.com store goes right into the foundation because that's profits that we make. And what we have done is, and it's the store is very popular. But rather than think that all this money's coming to me that you're spending at BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store, it's not. It's going to help people. And I am vigilant about who gets that money. So that's the true spirit of Christmas, donating to people who need help. But we go the extra mile, though we don't, you know, just give money because somebody asked for it. No. So we are in business to help you. Number one, those gifts in the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store are great. You'll love them. And the people who get them from you will love them. But I designed this thing so nobody, you know, we're not going to do that. People giving us money. You know who does that? the Clinton Foundation. They take money from all kinds of people. And I just went, and they use the foundation's finances to travel around. We never do that. So I want you to know it. I want to help as many people as I can this Christmas, Hanukkah. If you go to the Christmas store, I will like you very much. And we will be back tomorrow with another episode of the No Spin News. See you then.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.